Toivo woke up in a padded room swarming with cockroaches, bound in a straitjacket. The room's light began to flicker, and I heard a cackling inside my head. Ha ha ha, Cree, religious psychosis, psychosis, accompanied by a roach-like chirping. Through the armored door, I saw a massive hooded figure with roach faces inside the hood, and slimy cockroaches began crawling up my pant legs and inside my shirt. Then I heard a voice, "Black angels, fetch the patient for the acid bath." The door opened, and two men in black tuxedos with pitch black eyes appeared. They shot my chest with a stun gun, and my vision blurred. I kept waking up in a half-dream state as surgeons performed some kind of operation on my head and examined my lungs with tubes. I gagged and spat on the doctor's face mask. Hissing like a snake, the man waved a surgical scalpel in front of my nose, saying, "Just a little pressure with this, and I can end your days." He tapped my forehead with a small metal hammer, and everything went dark again. Next, I woke up tied to a chair, blinded by bright lights in my healthy eye. I was surrounded by mirrors, behind which stood doctors and researchers. A deep voice boomed from a microphone on the ceiling. "Welcome to Vladivostok. Ha ha ha, we the Black Ones installed a microchip in your brain. Did you know you are a unique test subject? A perfect fit." The rescue mission. My head started buzzing, and in a vision, I saw what kind of building this was, a black pyramid. I rose in the spirit into the sky and saw white Humvees and cavalry surrounding the building, led by my mother, Angel Face. A fierce battle raged in the courtyard. Black, drooling velociraptors emerged from the ground, ridden by creatures in black robes, while hairy demons pulsating with red light charged from the forest. Angel Face pulled a curved, symbol-covered sword from her back. It looked like a rifle combined with curved blades. The Humvee rapid-fire weapon shredded the demons into a bloody pulp. Asked, a black angel threw a fan-like explosive projectile at Angel Face. She fired an electric bolt that destroyed the weapon, but black acid splashed onto her arm, melting it. Acting quickly, Angel Face sliced her own arm off and cauterized the stump with a blue flame from her weapon. Screaming in agony, she pressed a button on her shoulder labeled 12 Disciples. Lasers shot down from space, blowing the hairy creatures to pieces. Angel Face swung her sword, splitting a velociraptor's head in half and decapitating a black angel. "Okay," Angel Face stated through the pain. "Now we know how to get in. John and the others, give covering fire. I'm heading for the pyramid door." Using the black angel's severed head on a scanner, the tooth-like pyramid doors retracted open like a maw. They were met by possessed, slithering nurses and doctors, whom John roasted with a flamethrower. Finding a map made of skin on the wall, John located the black heart of the facility. Leaving the others to tend to the wounded Angel Face, John took an elevator down, using the blood from a severed arm to bypass the occult security lock. As the elevator plummeted, John dropped to his knees, praying to Jesus that Toivo was safe. Escape and healing. I woke up as a red general alarm went off. The medical staff in my room suddenly began to twitch, and the room started filling with red blood, pouring uncontrollably from holes in the walls. The blood was up to my knees when a massive bang echoed, and John shot the mirror room's door open. The glass shattered, the blood gushed out, and my consciousness began to fade, my last memory being the sight of burned doctors howling in agony. I woke up bouncing in a Humvee in Angel Face's lap. "Mother, are you wounded?" I asked. "Shh, my son," she said, smiling her angel smile through the pain before injecting medicine into my neck. That put me to sleep.